There is a great deal of interest in the subject of aging. And so it is a very good topic for today. As many of those here find themselves increasing in age, when a person is young, their vitality is growing and grows stronger and stronger. The body develops and matures. But after some time in maturation, a process begins where there is some deterioration in the cells. And this is genetically controlled. And so the physical age of a person may be very different than their biological age, because each person ages differently according to their genetic code. But that genetic code is not fixed. This is a misunderstanding that is there for many people, that genetic codes are fixed and cannot change. But in fact, they are always changing. As environmental factors come into play, genetic code responds to those environmental factors. There is a responsive interaction between the RNA, DNA, and the environment. That is why these new medicines with the messenger RNA can work, because there is an interactive relationship, whether it's via chemicals or via the body-produced chemicals. There is an interactive relationship, and the body messages respond to the environment. The telomeres, which are the genetic code for the aging, grow shorter as the aging process occurs. The aging is built into the genetics of the body. It, in fact, can be reversed, but the technology to reverse this process is not present at the moment, but does exist. So that the built-in deterioration process does not have to happen. The yogis of ancient times, through very deep concentration and attunement to higher levels of being, became aware that aging is not necessarily fixed. There are those who age quickly, those who age slowly. And for the yogis attuned to the subtle realms of consciousness, it has a great impact on the aging process. The cells want to maintain prana and regeneration. There is so much prana, so much life force from the subtle levels of being. So much vibrancy that the aging process gets greatly slowed. The body rejuvenates itself. And these rejuvenating powers are accessible through communion with the divine, because that spiritual vibration gives automatic rejuvenation to the body. But with it comes the knowledge of how to enhance the physical form to keep it healthy. Everyone opens and nourishes with love, and with fear and hate, all things shut down and contract. So avoidance of fear and hate, an enhancement of love, compassion, and joy, open the heart. And when the heart opens in love and in communion with light, with divine love, then certain biochemical changes take place in the body. These give signals to the genes that this is a place to heal and regenerate rather than to be destroyed by toxins and by the stress that is from physical existence. So those stresses tend to go away, and the genetics are enhanced. The telomeres that would normally be shortening become elongated. So Brahma Sadhana is a counter-aging process, along with asanas, which bring the body into balance. Lifestyle practices make a very big difference. If you eat sattvic foods, foods high in prana, the fruit directly from the tree that is vibrant with prana, the vegetables directly from the ground, which are vibrant in prana. If you eat the food that is vibrant in prana, filled with prana, just picked, very fresh, and not overcooked, then that will increase the prana in your body and the availability of nutrients to your cells, which reduces the fundamental stress which causes the shortening of the telomeres. If you exercise rigorously and frequently and lead a vibrant life with clean air, pranic food, and exercise, then your body feels the health and vibrancy, and it will grow younger. You say, how can I grow younger? But it is possible, because the telomeres not only shorten, they can lengthen. The body can grow younger, not in appearance perhaps, but even in appearance it can happen. You know, when a person's prana is high, you will see it. Their faces aglow a little. And there is a feeling of vitality about the person. You feel it. When a person's prana becomes very low, their skin becomes pasty. You sense that your body can sense the lack of prana in them. There is almost a somewhat feeling of aversion, as there is to natural aversion to sickness. There is a slight feeling that it does not draw you, it does not attract you, because there is a lack of prana. When a person's prana is high, it can be felt. You feel the vitality around the person. And so, even though a person may be physically older, they can be vibrant in prana. And that prana, along with a lifestyle that reduces stress, has good exercise, good food, pranic food, and maintains the prana in the body. And with brahmasadhana, then you begin to feel the vibrancy of prana, and you begin to feel it emanates. The cells become healthy. They are able to fight off stress and plaque. Plaque meaning the accumulation of biomatter and chemicals that causes a toxic deterioration or buildup in the cells. It can be gotten rid of by healthy cells, vibrant cells. And so yogis of ancient times learned that they could sustain physical form for extended periods in very good health by utilizing the prana from the cosmos in their meditation to rejuvenate the body. Love divine opens the heart, opens the mind, opens the body, and fills it with light, fills it with prana, fills it with vibrant life energy and sentience. And that changes cellularly your existence. There are the stories, you know, that there are these yogis who can turn their bodies into light and ascend into the heavens, ascend into light, because they change the nature of their physical structure. These are not actually imaginations, these are truths. But it is an advanced technique. But even for simple meditators, there is a truth that you are transforming the cells in your body. The cells in your body are not static. They don't just stay the same. And as you age, there begins to be the buildups of the toxins in the cells and the plaques and the stress on the cells. Unless you counter this, it will deteriorate the body. But when you counter with this vibrant life, and prana and communion with the divine. That is the number one component. It will bring vibrancy to life in the body. And engage vibrancy in the cells, which will enhance their health. So this is a formula for staying young and healthy until the very end of your time in this world. Even extending that time. Naturally, there are diseases and strains that come to the organs in due time. And depending upon the genetics, there will be the time when it is time for you to leave this physical form. Because it is like a cloth upon the body, as if you are wearing your dress for today, but the dress has gotten old and dirty, and so you want to take it off. And return to your home, where you regenerate and again bring a covering to live in the physical world, unless you have dissolved all desires for things of this world. Learn the lessons of yoga. Do the practices of yoga, the asanas, the vibrant sattvic diet, filling your life with foods filled with prana. Don't eat foods that you think their prana is not, or that are not sattvic and sentient. Maintain vigorous exercise. But most of all, take time to have communion with your divine beloved. And that will give the vibrant prana that is needed. These things, along with the proper rest, will create a very vibrant life. Naturally, anyone can be impacted by disease or other factors. When your time to leave this world is there, then you must go. But you can make your stay much more comfortable and even longer, should you wish.